AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Republicans who are running for president or are thinking about it have spoken at a two-day GOP leadership conference in New Hampshire. Ohio Governor John Kasich says he's still deciding whether to throw his hat into the race for the GOP nomination.
If I feel this is my call, I will come back again and again and again.
Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky says a lot of his GOP colleagues have the same misguided foreign policy approach as the current administration.
The other Republicans will criticize the president and Hillary Clinton for their foreign policy, but they would have just done the same thing just 10 times over.
Afghanistan's president is blaming the Islamic State group for an attack that's left at least 35 people dead in a suicide bombing in Jalalabad. AP correspondent Lynn O'Donnell reports the incident targeted a crowd of soldiers and civilians.
People were lining up at a bank to collect their monthly payments. Somebody drove up on a motorcycle that was packed with explosives and blew up, and it must have been an enormous payload. I haven't seen very many as bad as this. There were dead bodies, body parts strewn all over the outside courtyard of the bank.
Sunni militiamen loyal to Yemen's exiled president are besieging an air base being held by Shiite rebels. The base, once crucial to the U.S. drone program targeting al-Qaeda militants, is only 35 miles away from the port city of Aden. The ground effort to dislodge the rebels is being aided by airstrikes from the Saudi-led coalition. In India, police say government forces fired on anti-India protests Saturday and killed a teenage student on the second day of violent clashes in the disputed Himalayan region of Kashmir. Relatives dispute the official count, saying the boy was killed in custody. This is AP Radio News. A new college course takes a close look at a TV show that a lot of people look at.
A lot of people have gone to school on the HBO series Game of Thrones. Now some students at Northern Illinois University can go to school for Game of Thrones. The school is offering a course this semester on the show, and it can be taken for honors credit. Co-professor Valerie Garber says the show represents aspects of the Middle Ages more realistically than others that claim to be more historically accurate. As for textbooks, not really necessary. Students, however, will be required to watch episodes of the show. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Bahamian singer Johnny Kemp has died in Jamaica. Police say the 55-year-old was found floating at a beach in Montego Bay Thursday morning. It hasn't been determined how he died. Kemp was nominated for a Grammy in 1989 for Just Got Paid, a number one hit on the U.S. Billboard R&B chart. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.